The WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We are live at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street this morning. Good morning, everyone. Todd Griffin and Camden McGregor here, along with Caldwell County coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley. Big night at Tiger Stadium last night. Big crowd, but Madisonville getting out of town with a victory last night, 52-14, the final score. But Coach Aaron McClung, you guys put up a battle early, and just a couple of plays midway through that game kind of turned things toward Madisonville's favor.
Yeah, we really felt like we showed that in the first half. Back and forth with them. Very physical game. I felt like we were matching them.
Threw that interception right before half, and they scored on the last play. And, you know, it just killed all our momentum. I feel like it was a very tough physical game. And going into the half after giving up that touchdown really just that hurt us bad. And we never recovered in the second half. Never really got much going offensively in the second half. And they, you know, they just wore us down. It was hot, and they wore us down, and we just weren't able to make any plays, and just kind of got away from us at the end.
Now, you guys were down 16-14 late in the first half, and you're driving. Yeah. What's kind of the thought process there? Are you thinking getting field goal range? Or? Yeah.
That's what we were trying to do. You know, we just wanted to get down and get some points right before half. And we were feeling very confident, and then just all the wind got taken out of our sails right there at the end. And, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, that they're a very good football team. And we were hanging with them, scoring points, moving the ball. And, you know, it's just a giant momentum swing right there before half. Just couldn't recover.
Well, like I said, 16-14, you guys are driving. They get the pick, then an 80-yard touchdown pass on the final play of the first half. Then early in the second half, they get the punt return for a touchdown. So you go from driving with a chance to get the lead to down 30-14 in a span of less than 2 minutes of actual game time.
Yeah, I didn't feel like we played very well in special teams at all. You know, we gave up some big plays in special teams, and we really felt like we had an advantage in special teams. They didn't really have a very good kicker, and giving up that punt return, that hurts bad. You know, we had to make some adjustments to our practice schedule this week because of the heat, and we didn't work on our special teams enough, and that's on me. The day we normally do our special team stuff on Monday, and I put it off until Wednesday, and Wednesday we had to go inside, and it's just not realistic when you have to go into the indoor. And it showed. We got out there, and we made a crucial mistake on our special teams, and, you know, it just kept it got them rolling. So it's something we're going to have to work on and get better at.
Some positive things early in the game, though, that maybe you can build on. The first two drives of the game, we were 5-for-5 on third down conversions.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah.
That's big. You know, Dalen, you know, people just – they see just – if you just look at stats, you see the interceptions, you think he had a bad game. He didn't have a bad game. You know, it's really only his second real start. And, you know, he's playing real well. Offensive line, we had a tough matchup last night. You know, Madisonville was really good up front. We had a hard time running the ball the whole game. You know, we thought we could trap them, and they're very well coached, and they made it almost impossible to trap. And we're kind of young, and we were making some mistakes assignment wise, but they were good up front, and they had a good game plan. And when they figured out we couldn't run it on them, and they were able to pin their ears back and just rushing us, that made it real difficult later on in the game.
Jeff, we had talked the previous week about how line play, Caldwell County won that battle up front against Hopkins County Central, and, of course, got a win in that game. Last night struggled up front. Madisonville got the win, so you can always look at that play at the line of scrimmage as kind of a huge indicator of how the game's going to go.
Yeah, I think that's where it starts. I think those guys probably don't get the credit and recognition that they deserve most of the time, but most anybody who has anything to do with football knows that the O-line and D-line are kind of the foundation of what you do on offense and defense.
D Defensively, though, I thought you guys played well early, especially against the big 1-2 punch they have in the backfield.
Yeah, I was really pleased with the way that our kids got to the football. I think they we rallied to the ball really well, and we kind of bought them up. And, you know, they had a couple drives, but they weren't big play drives. You know, one of the first things we talk about defensively is take away big plays. And I thought, with the exception of the last play of the first half, we did that in the first half. And then, you know, of course, we kind of got our feelings hurt a little bit and didn't come out and play with the same intensity in the second half. And I think that was reflective in kind of how it went in the third quarter there.
Well, and we talked about it being really hot when the game started, and maybe not as hot as it was over at Madisonville last year, but you guys don't have an incredible amount of depth, and Madisonville's a 5A school. I think they had a few more kids to run in and out than we did.
Well, yeah, I think that's always a factor, and, of course, the heat's always a factor, too. You know, the kids are working hard and they're trying to get better. And, you know, I think, you know, part of that win coming out of our sails was they were playing so hard in the first half and they were really getting to the football and it was a more physical game and they were playing physical and they answered the call a little bit. And, you know, I think we just have to kind of go back and, you know, go back to the drawing board a little bit and have a little more intense practice. And Coach McClung's right, when you go inside and you don't hit as much and, you know, you have to walk through instead of go full speed, that does affect your conditioning a little bit, and that was a small factor in it. But I feel like mentality wise, we got to understand that good teams make good plays. Sometimes you got to get back up and go play and give yourself a chance.
You guys made them make some adjustments on defense because you hit them with a big pass play early, the Gus Fox touchdown. Just missed a play to Luke Parker a few series later that could have gone. And after that, I noticed they started changing their defense and dropping a few guys back instead of, you know, there was nobody over the top on some of those early plays.
Yeah, I think Coach Towns was pretty excited about what he saw in the passing game early on. And I think, you know, we hurt them some in the passing game, and they did have to adjust. And, you know, like Coach McClung alluded to, sometimes when you have an athletic defensive front and you have some, you know, some guys without a ton of experience and the guys that are well coached, that made it hard to run the football. And so they did a good, you know, kudos to them for making that adjustment. But, you know, our kids battled, and, you know, it's like you said, it's a game of inches. And, you know, that short time span there at the end of the half, that was a big difference.
Coach McClung, what are some positives you saw early in the game that you guys will try to build on this week?
Well, I mean, the first positive is that, you know, we knew they were really good coming into the game. And I didn't feel like that we were intimidated at all even starting the game. You know, I felt like in years past sometimes that we got kind of intimidated by them, big school, big kids. And, you know, we came out and matched their physicality right off the bat. And that's big. That shows that our kids are confident about going out and playing anybody. And, you know, 1-2 for them are they're as good of football players as we'll probably see all season. You know, the Hightower kid is as good a running back as you'll see in high school, and again, the Johnson kid is as well, especially running the ball. So, you know, we contained them. We tackled them a bunch. Those are big, strong kids. And, you know, to go out and tackle like that on those kids, I feel like we can tackle anybody if you can get after those kids. So that's the big thing. You know, it was good to be able to move the ball. You know, even when we were missing some blocks because how athletic they were, you know, Dalen was still able to complete some throws. And we, you know, he's just going to get better every week. You know, the experience, he's just going to get better every week. I thought Cam Spikes did a good job running the football when he had some space. I thought Cam Wilson ran the ball well when he had some space. And our receivers, you know, Gus had a huge game last night. You know, we've got some positive things. We just, you know, the score just didn't work out the way we wanted. You know, they got a lot of momentum and they took advantage of it. And we got to work on not letting when somebody gets momentum, we got to take it away and answer. So,
yeah, Gus Fox with the 11 catches last night, 161 yards and the touchdown. The 11 catches just too short of the school record for a single game, which is 13.
Wow, I didn't realize that he had 11. That's a lot of catches. And, you know, I think he had a couple more that had one that should have been called interference where they're all over his back. And if they're not interfering, he probably would have caught that. And I think we missed a screen to him that would have made 13. So he probably that's a big game, you know. And the thing about our receivers right now is about three of them could have games like that on any given night. we've got those kind of kids that it could be somebody different that has that kind of game next week.
How much did you guys game plan for the two backs for Madisonville? Obviously, Canyon Johnson and Marquez Hightower, the two big names when you look at Madisonville.
Well, that was the focal point of our entire defensive scheme, was to stop those two. You know, and that just shows how good they are, because our entire scheme was geared toward trying to stop those kids, and we slowed them down a lot. You know, we tackled them for a loss a few times, and you know, we made them work. They weren't just scoring on big plays. Late in the game, they scored on some big plays, but early on, we made them earn it. But they're outstanding. Those guys are outstanding football players.
We're talking with coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback. We are live at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. Back with more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
It's back to school time. I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth so your kids are not late to school. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton, or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
This is Lauren Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Caldwell Medical Center would like to invite you to attend a weight loss seminar the first Tuesday of every month. They will meet in the education room at Caldwell Medical Center at 6 p.m. Please join Dr. Mobley, Caldwell's very own general surgeon that specializes in medical and surgical weight loss. If you can't come in person, join them on Facebook Live. Once again, it's the first Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at the Caldwell Medical Center. Hope to see you there.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Got a news tip, community event, info, or picture to share? Text us at 270-963-9038. 1580-103.3 WPKY. The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street this morning for Saturday Morning Quarterback. A hopping place this morning, but they still got room to fit you in. Come on down to the Biscuit Barn. We're talking with Tiger coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley after the Tigers lost last night to Madisonville North Hopkins, 52-14 out at Tiger Stadium. Caldwell County now 1-1 on the season with a trip to Union County coming up next week. And Coach McClung, I mentioned on the broadcast last night that a disappointing loss last night, but hardly a devastating defeat. I mean, we knew Madisonville was good, and we saw some good things. Madisonville showed us where we need to work on some things, and you just try to get better out of a game like that.
Well, I'll tell you, this, I've talked to the team this year about, you know, what it means to be a football team, or a real football team, not just a bunch of guys wearing pads, you know, a real football team. And we'll find out this week, you know, because a real football team, after a loss, or even a big loss, comes back and goes back to work. And, you know, a collection of guys will let that loss bother them for a long time and not do what needs to be done to go forward in the next week. Good football team puts that game behind us and builds on good things and corrects the bad things. And so we're going to find out this week. We come ready to practice and prepare. We're going to play a winnable game. Union County is a good football team, but it's a winnable game if we come out and execute and are ready. They'll be physical. You know, we got a common opponent. They played Madisonville as well. They also lost to Madisonville. So, you know, we got to go out and put in the work that we need to do to get ready to win.
Well, I think every team would like to go 15-0 and win a state championship. But when we knew with this schedule, that was going to be a tall task. But then you talk about having a successful season, and that's, you know, getting a home playoff game, advancing in the playoff, and those things. And those things are all still out there.
They're very much out there. You know, we're in a very good district. Every team in our district is competitive, and we want to get a home playoff game. That's our main goal. We want to get a home playoff game, and that's still out there. And you know, and we have a tough schedule for the next four or five weeks, and we got win or lose, we got to make sure that we're getting prepared to get a home field advantage in the playoffs and win district games. Then, you know, last night stinks, but in the big picture, it didn't really hurt us. And we got another game, you know, Hopkins Central. We played them week one. They won Friday night, so that helps our RPI and all these large class schools that we play coming up. If we beat them, that'll be a big RPI jump for us. So we just got to go out and focus on one week at a time and do whatever we need to do.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned bouncing back from a loss. Hopkins County Central was able to do that. That had to be a pretty disappointing setback for them over here last week. They came back and beat Fort Campbell last night, 34-32, on homecoming night over at Morton's Gap. So, you know, you just got to take the loss and learn from it and move on.
And that's good for us. That's good for us that they won, you know. We put a running clock on them, and they go out and win the next week. So it says a lot about how well we played in our first game. And we don't need to just sit around and feel sorry for ourselves because the score didn't turn out like Friday night. We need to get back going and get back on the horse.
Camden, some questions for the coaches?
Yeah, Coach McClung. So disappointing loss last night, but there's a lot of improvement that we can do and a lot to build up on from last night's game. Of course, the first half, I mean, just playing a phenomenal first half. I mean, just really putting a lot of pressure on Madisonville North, just really being competitive. So how does that build on into against Union County and then the rest of the season?
Well, they don't really play a similar style of offense, but they want to do the same thing. You know, Madisonville was a very run-heavy offense, and so is Union. Union is a very run-heavy offense, but they don't do it the same way. You know, Madisonville ran a lot of zone and zone keep, and the Union's going to run a lot of gap scheme plays. They're going to pull people. They're going to get in the wishbone more. They'll move the Johnson or the I can't remember the number one. I can't remember his name.
Johnson. Yeah.
He's Johnson too.
Yeah, we'll see Johnson the second straight week. Yeah.
And Johnson's and Johnson's. They're going to put him at running back sometimes. They got another good running back. The other kid that plays quarterback for Union is not nearly the running back that Madisonville's Johnson is. But Union has two outstanding running backs, so they want to run the ball primarily as well, like Madisonville does, but they don't run the same kind of offense. So that's, you know, we need to keep on trying to stop the run, and you know, we can. Our kids are really good against the run, so we want to stop them on third down and get them off the field and keep our offense on the field, because our offense can score. So,
you know, it's kind of scary when you look at the stats. It did feel like we kept Johnson and Hightower kind of bottled up part of the night, but by the end of the game, Canyon Johnson has three touchdowns running. I think he had two more passing, or the other way around. He ended up with five total touchdowns, I think, and 186 yards passing, 138 rushing for 324 total. And then the Hightower kid had 108 rushing. So, I mean, it felt like we were getting people to the football last night, but they still ended up numbers up.
I don't know if you can keep them completely bottled up.
Yeah.
You know, I would say this. Holding the Hightower kid to 108 yards, there won't be very many people on their schedule that hold him to 108 yards. That's how good that kid is. He is he's as good as a running back I think you see in Western Kentucky. I think he might be the best running back in Western Kentucky. So that's 108 yards is probably a good defensive night for us on him. The quarterback, though, really hurt us.
Yeah, Jeff, Johnson and Hightower, both big physical kids, and you just can't tackle those guys one-on-one. But I thought, especially first half, we were really getting people to the football.
Oh, yeah. Just like we said before, our pursuit to the football in the first two quarters was as good as it's been in the last couple years. And, you know, we had some small we're a smallish team. We don't have really big guys that play defense. We have smaller, quicker guys. And those small, quick guys were doing a good job of rallying to the football and getting to him. And, you know, it wasn't clean, perfect form tackles, but it was you grab a hold, and I'll get there, and you get there, and I'll clean it up. And, you know, those guys would run around. You know, it's just so hard. You know, it's hard to coach against, and it's hard to bottle up a quarterback that can get out in space and do those things, because they'll call a pass play with it intending to be a pass play, and then you'll get a decent pass rush, and he'll make one kid miss, and now he's in space, and all your kids are dropping, and, you know, you're talking about keeping them in the pocket, and, you know, and when you're elusive that way, it's just a different ball game. I think if you look at football at all levels, a quarterback that can, you know, take a called pass play and turn it into a 15-yard gain just because he looks and he throws, and I thought the kid did a good job of staying alive to try to throw, and then at the last second pulling it down and going and making something happen with his feet. And so that's a tough order at any level. So our kids fought hard, and, you know, we just, you know, got a little disappointed out there in the second half and let it get away from us. But there are a lot of good things that we can take from that first half and say, you know, this should be a confidence builder, and eliminate the second half, play four quarters, and we'll be okay.
Yeah, Madisonville got out of town with the win, but I think those guys knew they were in a battle. Just, you know, we had people coming up laying some licks last night in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, I was, and it wasn't necessarily the usual suspects. I mean, it was, you know, it was guys. I thought Shane come up and had probably the most physical game I can remember him playing. I know Duke Ward had a very physical game, to the point to where these kids are hitting hard enough. Random people on the sideline are like, hey, you need to check this kid out. You need to look at this kid, and you go talk to the kids, and, you know, they're okay. You know, so they're not, because they just weren't accustomed to that level of contact. And so I was very pleased with the way that our kids responded in the first half and got after it. We got to put four quarters together.
Coach McClung, was that a good type of game for you guys to have early in the season? You mentioned last week that the Madisonville game would kind of be a bit of a measuring stick for you guys.
It depends on how the kids react to it. You know, if the kids use that game to motivate them, then it'll be a good one. You know, I told them last night about the 2012 team losing to Callaway County first game of the season, and that was good for them. It's all about how you react to bad situations. That's if you react the right way, then it's a good. It can be a great thing. It can be a great thing. If you want to feel sorry for yourself, then it's a real bad thing. So it's all about how we react to it.
Well, talking about the 2012 team, you guys have always talked about the Mayfield game to finish the regular season that year. And I think they just beat us all over the field, and we thought, well, might not be in the playoffs very long this season. Yeah. We ended up in the state championship game that year. So,
I remember well. I remember thinking as we prepared for the first round of the playoffs that we might lose in the first round of the playoffs. Yeah. After how we played against Mayfield to close out the season, we were like, well, I don't know if we can win one game. And what we did then is the kids just focused on winning one week at a time. We did not look ahead. Every week we just prepared like crazy, and we got a lot of momentum, and we started playing well, and we ended up in the state championship game.
I think we saw in the first half last night, though, especially the way you guys came out, when we clean up the mistakes and don't have penalties, we can play pretty well.
We can play pretty well. We can play with everybody on our schedule. I firmly believe that we can play with everybody on our schedule. But our attitudes and how we approach when bad things happen will dictate. You know, we can't. I talked to them a lot this year about emotions. You know, you're always going to have emotions, but if you can't control your emotions, then they're going to hurt you. You got to use your emotions in a positive way and control them. And if you do that, you can do good things.
Because you guys made some plays early. We talked about Gus Fox touchdown catch. That was set up by the Luke Maddox interception, which was a big play early.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of production out of our free safety position this year. Like, we've got 5 or 6 picks in the first game. So, you know, we got to capitalize on all those. And when you play good teams, you got to capitalize every time they make a mistake. So,
we're talking with coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback. As always, we are at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. We need to get to a break in the show, but we'll come back and have more with the coaches after this. You're on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We all have our vision of what our dream home looks like.
At Altman Coatings, it's our specialty to share that vision with our customers.
Part of our responsibility is to make sure that dream can become a reality.
That's why at Altman Coatings, your dream home is just a phone call away.
Call 889-8500 for your free estimate.
That's 889-8500 for your free estimate.
Learn more at Altman Coatings on Facebook and TikTok.
Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back on Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery.
Is there
on
anything
West Main
we can
Kristen,
do for you?
Todd Griffin,
Johnson's
and
Furniture and Appliances
here,
in Marion, Kentucky
McClung,
wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk
Daniel
in the door
Ron
or call for assistance.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
gave him time. You know, whenever we gave Dalen the opportunity to throw, he really
if you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Tri-Seals Body Shop,
the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WBKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Now, we kind of owned the line of scrimmage against Hopkins County Central, and then Madisonville was a different challenge last night.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, they came out and, you know, they played, you know, to their credit, they played really hard, and they came out and they were ones that would hit you in the mouth if you didn't, you know, hit them right back. And so, you know, with a team like that, you have to come out hard and you have to come out strong, and at times, you know, we didn't do that. So going forward with teams like that, we have to come off the ball and, you know, just get that fire in our gut and come off to give a chance for the skills players to make their plays.
As a team, what have you guys talked about this year as being your goals?
I mean, first of all, just going into every game with the mindset of, you know, we're going to win this game. You know, we don't feel like there's an opponent on the schedule that we can't win the game. You know, we're not talking about playing Alabama or somebody. You know, we're playing high school football. So let's go out and try to go make an upset if they say we're not going to win.
Yeah. Now, individually, what are your goals for this season?
Personally, you know, I want to go with a season with no sacks. Last year, I lost my streak of no sacks. I gave up two last year. So for one thing, that. And then just playing hard and, you know, some good finish on some run blocks. You know, I really want to put some people in the dirt if I can.
Now, I know football takes up a lot of your time, but tell everybody what you do in your spare time.
Yes, sir. So I raise Duroc show pigs and commercial Durocs on the side. And then, you know, I'm active in the FFA as a chapter president and Pennyroyal region president.
Coach, this guy has his own business, basically.
Yeah, I've got some of it in my freezer.
Well, just talk about what this guy's meant to your team for the last several years.
Well, he, you know, he's just a good kid, really good kid, dependable. Intelligent, you know, he's very coachable. You know, sometimes I get after him pretty good, and it's good that you got kids that will respond to it. You know, he's not a whiner, he's not a powder. You can get after him, and he just will try to fix it. So, you know, those are the kids that are they're easy to coach. You know, he wants to be good, and he knows that. That sometimes you got somebody's got to get after you to get you there. So that's those kind of guys you like to have. Yeah.
Daniel, tell us what a week of practice is like for the linemen.
Well, for one thing, you know, our warm-ups never change. Every week we come out and we do the same thing. We start off with, you know, running through the ladder and going through our normal pass sets. And anyway, depending on the day, we'll do pass protection and run blocking with the running backs, which really gives us a good opportunity to get ready for that defensive front the next week. And then after that, it's just running the offense and figuring out, you know, how are we going to get to our run fits on offense? How are we going to, you know, what are we going to see on pass pro in a real, more realistic in-game situation? You know, we do that every week and, you know, it gets us ready.
What does it mean for you guys to spend some time together on Saturday morning?
Oh, man, it's great. You know, as an offensive line, first of all, there's food, so yeah. I'm not going to complain about that. But as an offensive line, you're playing as a real unit inside the team. So, you know, we have to be able to play together and kind of gel together and, you know, to make our blocks. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to work together, something outside of just football and in practice.
Well, we'll let you go back and eat. Appreciate the time, and good luck to you guys the rest of the season.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Daniel Laurent, one of the Caldwell linemen, and coach, like you said, tough matchup last night with Madisonville North Hopkins, but looking ahead, how does the line kind of match up with Union County moving forward now?
Well, it's a strength of Union County. You know, that they're probably bigger than Madisonville. They may not be as athletic, but they're big linemen. A lot of the same linemen as last year. So you know, it'll be a tough matchup for us. But you know, that's we knew that going into the season. We knew Union County would be a good football team. So we've already started watching film, got the film on them. So we're just going to go try to get ready for them.
Big win for Union County last night, 42-14 at Crittenden County. Have you gotten to see much of that game yet?
I've already watched the whole game.
Wow.
Actually, the game was a little closer than the score showed. You know, Crittenden had some success running the football against them, which I didn't expect. They had some success throwing the ball. They turned the ball over a few times. Union is obviously, they're really good running the ball. Crittenden has struggles stopping the run, so that made it hard on them. You know, high school football, you got to stop the run to have a chance to win it. But it was a competitive game. Union scored a couple times late to stretch it out. So, But so it was. I feel like you know, Union's a really good football team because I know Crittenden's a good football team. So, you know, we're gonna have our work cut out for us.
Looking at the scoreboard from last night, we know Graves County, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, is a good football team, but Paducah Tillman kind of wore them out last night, 61-7.
Yeah, yeah. Paducah Tillman is on a roll. You know, that's all I'll say about it.
Mayfield, another team we're going to see later in the season. That's the big district matchup. Beat Hoptown last night, 51-28, and of course, Mayfield lost to Graves County last week, so that shows you how good Graves County should be when we see them.
Yeah, Mayfield will be very good. They're breaking in some new guys. You know, Cliff is a new coach there, but I expect them to be a solid football program. I don't think they'll be as good as they were when they won the state championship last year, but they'll be a very good opponent.
Webster County came back and beat Butler County 30-26 after trailing most of that game. We all see Webster County this year, but they're on the schedule starting next year.
We will see them next year. I'm glad they got that win.
Yeah.
You know, week one they struggled with Crittenden County, so it was impressive to see them come back and win a game. Eddie Miles, coach there, he's a buddy of mine, great guy. So I'm glad they were able to get that first win this early in the season.
Well, earlier I was going to say that I'm glad that Canyon Johnson is a senior, but the Hightower kid's just a junior. But we won't see Madisonville next year.
We will not see them, so I don't care.
So they're leaving the schedule. You know, we're going to see some new teams come in next year. Of course, Fort Campbell comes back as a district opponent. Todd County Central joins the district next season.
And this past week that we just played will be Marshall County instead of Madisonville. So we're going to see some new people next year. So hopefully schedule will be a little easier, and we'll get some more wins.
Murray picked up a victory last night, defeating Callaway County 42-7. Callaway County's program kind of struggling at this point. Of course, I remember a time when they were in games where there were 140-point score.
Yeah. And that's a rivalry game, but Callaway has been on the wrong end of it for a long time now.
Remember starting the season down there one year, and we won 80-62 because I kept having people calling me going, is this score right?
It was right. It was a basketball score.
Yeah. A win's a win, right?
This is the worst game ever to be defensive coordinator of.
Well, the object is to have one more point than the other team, though, whether it's 80-79 or 8-7, right?
Well, I don't know if people remember that game, but we would score really quick. Like, we would score in two or three plays, and then they would have, like, 15-play drive. And then we would score in two more plays, and then they would come back with, like, an 18-play drive. And it was a nightmare. But we got the win, and that's a very memorable game.
Well, and the very first game for a couple of freshmen that played that night, and people may remember these names, Elijah Sindelar and Jalen Boyd.
Yeah, I think they were pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that was their first game, too.
It was. I mean, that was first game freshman season, and I think all Sindelar did was throw for 550 yards that night.
Yeah, and I think Jalen ran for 280.
Couple other scores. Apollo beat McCracken County 40-36, and you guys are familiar with Apollo after scrimmaging that team.
Yeah, and I talked to John Edge after the game last night, and he was, that's a solid win for Apollo, especially down there, and you know, he was giving me some things about Apollo, so we hope that's a winnable game for us. We'll have to go down there, but McCracken's a big 6A school, so we want to go down there and put on a good show and get that win, and that'll help us RPI big time.
We mentioned the Hopkins Central Fort Campbell score earlier. The Storm winning that game 34-32, holding on late last night, and again, we're going to see Fort Campbell come into the district next season. Hopkins Central is going to stay on our schedule, though, for the time being.
Yeah, Hopkins Central will remain as our opener and then pick Fort Campbell up as a district game. The only thing I don't like about playing Fort Campbell is going down on post. So every other year, I have that hassle, but, you know, it's just what you have to deal with down there.
You know, I expected big things from Fort Campbell this year because I saw them in 7-on-7 over at Hopkinsville, and they had a new quarterback move in that threw the ball well. They had some athletes, but once again, when you put the linemen out there and start blocking and tackling, sometimes football has a little different look.
Yeah, and I didn't see the stats from that game, but I assume that I would bet that that Hopkins Central got that big running back going,
yeah,
which they didn't against us. So.
We are talking to coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley this morning at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Thanks for joining us here on Saturday Morning Quarterback. We'll be back with more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We all have our vision of what our dream home looks like.
At Altman Coatings, it's our specialty to share that vision with our customers.
Part of our responsibility is to make sure that dream can become a reality.
That's why at Altman Coatings, your dream home is just a phone call away.
Call 889-8500 for your free estimate.
That's 889-8500 for your free estimate.
Learn more at Altman Coatings on Facebook and TikTok.
Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Back at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery for Saturday Morning Quarterback. Tiger coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us. Camden McGregor on controls this morning here at the Biscuit Barn. Coach McClung, great atmosphere at the game last night. The Booster Club wanted it to be a gold rush night. And you turn around and look up in the stands and 98% of the people have on something gold in the stands. So that was cool to see everybody participate and to see that big crowd turn out.
Yeah, it was an awesome atmosphere. We've had the first two games, we've had big crowds. It was really cool to do the gold rush game. We wore all yellow and the crowd wore all yellow and handed out gold pom-poms. So that was a really cool thing. Had a helicopter bring the football in. So, yeah, high school Friday night football, it's not all about football to everybody. It's a big social event, so it's cool getting everybody showing up, supporting us, and that's a awesome thing about Princeton, Caldwell County is they love coming to those Friday night football games.
Yeah. Jeff, it was great to have the spectacle before the game there with the helicopter coming in and everybody anticipating, here comes the football, and then place got loud when we scored those touchdowns early.
Yeah, it is. Like Coach said, there's a lot that goes into a high school sporting event. It's in particular a football game, and from the guys getting the field ready to the chain crew to the PA announcers and the scoreboard guys to one thing that I learned in this AD position that it takes a lot just to get the game going, and you got to get the referees and the game administration, and then it's just a pretty big logistical endeavor. And when it comes together and people are there and the music's loud and the kids are dressed up and they're having a good time, the cheerleaders are throwing out t-shirts, and you have cheerleaders there doing their thing and the band being energetic and the drum line playing, I don't know where else you'd rather be on a Friday night,
Well, and one thing that's great is that students get in free, and I noticed this at volleyball Thursday night. There was a huge student section there, and it really made that gym loud for what ended up being a big Lady Tiger comeback win.
Yeah, and that is a big deal, and that gives kids an opportunity to be a part of stuff that they might not otherwise have. And that, I think that's the, you know, the partnership with the community. And I don't have a list of all the sponsors in front of me, or I'd say them all right now, but there's a bunch of people that are responsible for that. And, you know, and the kids look forward to that, and people, the kids, are we going to get in free this year? Are we going to do this? And that's a big deal. And, you know, it, the biggest thing is you give kids a chance to experience something that, you know, it doesn't cost them any extra. And that's huge for them, and I think it's great for our atmosphere.
And congratulations to Coach Daniel Courtner getting his 200th coaching victory in the comeback over Muhlenberg County.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure that student section had a little bit to do with that, because those, you know, those girls deserve to hear that cheering on too. And, you know, Coach Courtner's done a really good job picking up from Coach Stone, and, you know, he's just like all the rest of them. He wants to come out and win, and he wants the student section behind his bench, because he wants his girls to feel the energy from the student section. So that's a fun thing.
Well, and we've talked a long time about the stability the coaching staff has had with football, and how you guys all go back 20, 25 years, and it's all been right there. Well, same thing volleyball. I mean, this is the 24th season of Caldwell County volleyball, and there's been two head coaches during that time, and the current head coach was an assistant before he became the head coach.
Right, and I think that speaks a lot for their success as well. I mean, they have a system in place, and they try to work that system, and Coach Courtner works hard to try to keep things in place that Coach Stone has said, and he's put his own spin on some things and done some stuff, and now they've got girls out coaching volleyball all over the second region and probably further than that I don't know about. And so that's a good testament to their legacy and what Caldwell County volleyball is.
Well, and as we look to the future for Caldwell County football, the middle school team is off to a great start.
And they are. You know, I'm super proud of those kids, especially the ones that came back off of a team that didn't have a lot of success on the field last year and kept out and kept playing. And they've got a good little talented seventh grade group to go in with some good linemen in their eighth grade group. And they had a big win at Tiger Stadium Tuesday night. And then they went over in the eighth grade game. And the seventh grade team went over and had a big win at Browning Springs on Thursday. So they're off to a good start. So hopefully they can keep rolling too.
Caldwell County Tigers will be headed to Union County next week. Both teams 1-1. Both teams with a loss to Madisonville North Hopkins. Coach McClung, can you look at those two tapes and kind of figure something out?
Yeah, we both got beat up by Madisonville.
Well, they got some big guys. I mean, yeah. We mentioned the two guys in the backfield, but even up front, I mean, just a lot of physicality. And yeah, is it good to kind of get that kind of game under your belt? I mean,
yeah, Union County is a similar type school to us, similar type, closer in size to us. We're going to match up pretty even. We've got some strengths in some areas that they're not as good in. They've got some strengths in some other areas. So it ought to be a really close matchup. You know, we've been playing them for a long time, and Coach Johns is a really good guy. Good coach, so I expect it to be a toss-up game. You know, whoever comes out and executes the best is going to have the best chance to win. And, you know, they're going to be physical, and we're going to be physical, so it's going to be a good Friday night.
Union County has been on a run the last two or three years that's probably the best football in the history of their program.
Yeah, Coach Johns is actually the winningest coach in their school history. So, yeah. You know, he's been there a while, and he's got a good thing going. And, you know, they I think they're 30 – They won 30 games in the last 3 years. So, you know, and they're supposed to be, should you be a good year for them. So, you know, they don't play quite the schedule that we play. Their schedule, I feel like, is a little easier than ours. But, you know, they're a solid football program, and I expect a big game.
Jaron Johnson, though, is going to present another big challenge. And, you know, that guy should start slowing down at some point, because I think he's been there about 10 years now.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player. He's a tough kid, good kid. You know, we played him last year in a JV game, and he's holding the chains in the JV game. And I got to talk to him, and, you know, he's not that big. He's not very tall. He's a thick, well-built kid, but he's not very tall. Really nice kid.
Yeah.
Really nice kid. Friendly. Just he's a great football player. I love watching him play. I just don't want him to have a good game against us.
Well, he had a big game last season, and he just a big-time playmaker.
Yeah, we last year, you know, we tried to do a defensive scheme that we didn't execute very well. He actually hurt us throwing the ball. We got lost in coverage a few times, and they hit us on some big passes. They were a really good football team last year, and at this time last year we weren't. So they pretty solid win for them. But I feel like we're not that team anymore. We're not the same as that team. So I feel like we're going to be better prepared and come out and play a lot better.
Caldwell County falling to Madison to North Hopkins last night, 52-14 out here at Tiger Stadium. Coach, as you get ready for Union County this week, again, what positives do you take from Madisonville North Hopkins game, and what are some things you guys need to work on this week?
Well, first thing we need to work on is to make sure we're healthy. We need to make sure we're getting all of our bruises and whatnot treated. We had a few kids get banged up last night, so we want to get healthy and put Friday night behind us. And I think we can move the ball on them. I think we can stop them. We just got to execute our game plan. Kids, I've shared the film with kids, so, you know, we just got to do – I mean, they know, kids know what we need to do to win. I think they'll watch the film and they'll see it, and hopefully it'll motivate them and put the Madisonville game behind them.
First road trip of the season, how does that change you guys' plans on Friday?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We went, last time we went on the road, I guess, was Hancock County. So this will be a lot shorter trip than that. The good thing about it is the weather's going to be beautiful, so it's not going to be super hot. It'll be more different for Coach Riley than anybody else because he has to take all the equipment over there and pack all that up. So, we're going to get on the buses, and maybe it'll be good for us to go play somewhere different. Been at home for 3 weeks, so. I kind of like playing on the road sometimes. You know, sometimes it motivates you to go play in a hostile environment. It'll be kind of hostile over there. I just hope the kids are ready.
And before we get out of here, it's a big day for college football. A lot of big games on tap today. And, you know, we've still got a couple of kids that are playing college football.
Yeah, we got Trell at SEMO, you know, and he they on the roster, he's still listed as a junior. So I think he's got another year after this year. So I'm excited for him. I'm going to try to go see him play. The closest game they have is at UT Martin, so I'm going to try to go check out that game. And then we've got Buck by Red kicking for KWC. He may kick and punt, actually. I think he's a really good kicker for him.
I think he had a little injury issue. Now he's back healthy, and he's been out working at the stadium some. So,
Camden, do you have any interest in the UK game coming up tonight against Southern Miss?
Hopefully we play well. It might be a trap game, 6:45 kickoff time. The Wildcats are at home at Kroger Field, so it should be electric atmosphere. So hopefully the Cats get it done. And, of course, WKU is playing at Alabama as well. So let's hope they can keep it close.
Keep it close,
or possibly
not there
win.
Just to keep it close. Toppers are there to win. Toppers are there to win.
They got TJ Finley.
Yeah,
they're
going to score points.
Yeah, they are. And
if anybody is interested.
But yeah, it should be a good full day of college football.
Yeah, we'll all be flipping back and forth tonight between UK and Western. Western's on ESPN.
Yeah.
UK's on SEC Network.
And his name's slipping my mind right there, but that guy's he's done a great job. I can't believe he's still there. I can't believe somebody hasn't snatched him up because he's an offensive genius, and they score a lot of points every year. So,
I mean, they produce great wide receivers.
Yeah, and quarterbacks
too. You got Malachi Corley that's in the NFL. So, I mean, a bunch of wide receivers. And I would like to see how they match up against that Alabama defense.
Well, Caldwell County headed to Union County next week. Tigers 1-1, a win over Hopkins County Central, a loss last night to Madisonville North Hopkins. Union County also 1-1, a loss to Madisonville, but a win over Crittenden County. Guys, appreciate you coming in and talking football this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback.
Thanks, Todd.
Tiger coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley. Also, thanks to Camden McGregor on controls this morning. This is Todd Griffin. We are at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. We appreciate them hosting Saturday Morning Quarterback each week during the football season. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You've been listening to the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show with your host, Todd Griffin. For high school sports news from across the area, go to your sportsedge.com.
WPKY Princeton.